bodies on the same attack that was much maligned and criticized and kind of neglected for many years. Dr. John Coleman's Conspiracy Hierarchy, Story of the Committee of 300. And we're walking through his 21-point plan as to what the global elite had planned from the 1990s and before up into our day and up to 2050. So remember, there's actuaries and plans on the basis of various decades as to what they want to do by 2030, 2040, 2050. We can remember that the Club of Rome, World Economic Forum, put out in 2016 things to expect by 2030 video. And discovery of alien life, it included the demoralization and destabilization of Western civilization in the United States is no longer superpower. You will have mass population displacement, demographic warfare. You will have drones delivering everything to your door, and you won't go shop anymore, and you will own nothing, and you will be happy. That was the first point in that 23rd. So that's what they have planned, the circular economy. Look up the lectures of Ida Alton. This is just technocratic communism under a different name, and everybody's going to fall for it because they think they're going to get a universal basic income. They're going to have to live free, and they're going to have a coon pod, and they can just lay there and have sex with dragons and Mark Zuckerberg all day long. That's what they think they're going to get, but you're not going to get that. It's all a trap, and the various cities that are signing on to the Smart Cities initiative that they're now pushing, I think there's something like 15 cities that would want to move in this direction. And this is all being sold to you under the guise of ease and simplicity and security, right? You're going to be secure. Everything can be surveilled. Everything will be within walking distance. It's going to be so easy. That's why other cities were talking about a target goal. I think Glenn Beck covered this, of basically getting rid of cars, right? Banning meat and getting rid of cars. Now, this wasn't a law that they passed. And so when the fact checkers were trying to, quote, fact check this, they were debunking something that wasn't even being claimed. These were just planned World Economic Forum goals that certain blue cities want to shoot for. So there you have it right there, that these blue cities are saying, we want to ban cars and we want to ban meat. At least by 2030, 2040, that's what they actually said. Future goals, future plans. So you understand, even if you don't think any of this stuff is real or you are a skeptic or whatever, they openly say, this is what we want to do by those decades. And you read books like this, Dr. John Coleman's text, they said a lot more than that many, many years ago. So this is absolutely a real plan. We just talked about the drastic reduction in population that they want to do. We talked about the promotion, lastly, of radical occult and satanic pop culture as part of the plan. Doesn't mean everybody in the Committee of 300 openly worships Satan. Some of them probably do. I think many of them probably do. But they don't have to, because from the vantage point of the technocrat, degenerate pop culture is a weapon. You see that the passions, base desires, these things can be weaponized to control and debase a society. So they're useful as forms of warfare, siege, and strategy. The youth of the land, he says, will be encouraged by means of pop music, drugs, to rebel. But this rebellion is not a real rebellion. It's actually intended to destroy the family. And that's a stated plan. Now, could you imagine what John Coleman would have thought if he were able to, in 2023, see what Tavistock would be pushing across the world to all of the children? I mean, even further than what he expected. I don't know that he expected that they would get to push globally the trans. Yeah. But he says that if you read books like The Aquarian Conspiracy, which he believes, as many others believe, was not actually written by Marilyn Ferguson, but was actually written by Willis Harmon, who wrote Changing Images of Man, then you can see how this all fits into a corporate push. Because in Marilyn Ferguson's book, she says that the push for this new Aquarian age is actually going to be pushed by the corporations. The corporate HR departments that'll eventually be run by women, and then the CEOs, which will eventually be women, will be much easier to get them to push this circular economy agenda and this, all of this as a package deal when the feminist feminocracy is in place. So you understand they had to get the feminocracy in place first before this could happen. He says next that the management crises will be key. So when there's a crisis, there will have to be things in place. And he says that FEMA is one of these early versions of this, but he says that other agencies will come along. Of course, we've seen the TSA and other agencies come about since 1980 with FEMA and since Dr. John Coleman writing this book. We've seen all kinds of secret government agencies. We've seen the military have secret agents that they recruited thousands of. The famous thing that came out about the Army a few years ago. The U.S. military has agents everywhere and on and on. So there's this giant bureaucracy of spies and agents everywhere. And they play a role in not just surveilling, but eventually managing crises. And crisis management, never let a good crisis go to waste, is one of the key elements of the elite. It's a Hegelian process control mechanism where you not only create the problem, you are already there with the solution to the problem that you either steered or caused to bring about the end results that you wanted. More control, loss of civil liberties, and that's what all these operations, like 9/11, OKC, those all led to the future control mechanisms that we now have. There will be a massive influx of new cults and new age movements. He says these are crucial. He says that you can go back to the 60s counterculture to see the beginning of the studies of those things, how to engineer music and things like the counterculture. And he says that will eventually result in the promulgation of mass cult beliefs. And when I see people who believe that they're animals, and I see furries and these kinds of weirdos, those are just manifestations of this very thing. A cult doesn't have to be somebody with a crazy-eyed leader who's up there telling them what to do, Jim Jones or something. A cult can be a bizarre manifestation of a delusion that society now says is acceptable, like identifying as something that you're not, or identifying as a dog or a cat or whatever you feel. And that couldn't have happened without the mass promulgation of relativism. And whenever I say this, people think I'm talking about Einstein. But that might be a physics corollary to relativism. I'm not talking about in the philosophical sense. Relativism is the idea that there's no truth that's objective, and there are no morals that are objective. Everything is subjective, and so it's whatever you feel, or it's a social construct. Do you see that? The population had to be injected with philosophical relativism for 100 years of state education and brainwashing to believe there's no such thing as truth. To then be prepped for the system dictating to you that a man is a woman, if they want it to be, that you can be a dog if you identify as that. Any delusion is now acceptable because your own subjective will can determine reality, like magical thinking. You couldn't have that, though, without the population mass brainwashed with relativism. That first, then you can have all of these things that are the inversion of truth and reality, the inversion of hierarchy, the inversion of patriarchy, the inversion of morals. None of that could have happened or been successful without decades and decades and decades of brainwashing people into relativism, moral relativism, subjectivism. Epistemic relativism, that just means that there's no truth. No, there's nothing in terms of knowledge that's true. You don't know anything true. I don't know anything true. Everything is whatever floats your boat, whatever you want, do whatever you want. Do what thou wilt. You can see where it leads. If there's no truth, then anybody and everybody can just determine their own truths. And if that's the case, then I can identify as a puppy dog today. I can identify as a piece of popcorn tomorrow. It's funny though, because I can't identify as Bill Gates. I can't identify as Elon Musk and, suddenly be a billionaire, right? You can only identify as what's degenerate. And that's the key. This is the Alex Jones Show. I guess there's a committee. Well, through the 21-point plan that Dr. John Coleman predicted would be laid out from 1990 all the way up until 2040, 2050. So you're getting an accurate future prognostication from somebody who
was inside the establishment at a certain level, found out about the top 300 or so people that really call the shots, the ballers and shot callers of the New World Order, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, and so forth, and decided to write a book that a lot of people were very skeptical about, and yet it has almost all come true. Now, we were talking about the pushing of various cults and counterculture that was fake, that's actually put out by psyops engineers, put out by technocrats. And if you want an example of this, you can watch the movie Manusteric Ghosts, and if you get to the end of the film, you'll notice in that movie that's actually about how they pushed this pop culture as a social engineering experiment and culture creation operation. At the end of the movie, you'll see they're doing that. They're actually in Iraq putting out American movies and DVDs intentionally to push a form of soft power and mind control through pop culture. It's actually referenced in the film because that's based on a real plan and a real story. The next thing he mentions in his list, this is the 13th here, if you have the book, it's page 23, he says that really the model for all of this will be the British East India Company. So if you, modern corporations are built on the model of the British East India Company. We know that Cecil Rhodes's British South Africa Company is also based on the British East India Company. This is a private corporate governance that was engaged in all kinds of basically just drug trafficking. The British East India Company was an opium dealing operation, and the British power structure nobility made a lot of their wealth from that. And he says that in the U.S., a lot of the American evangelicals will be used as a tool by the British Empire. They were used by the British Empire for putting out things like the Scopeel Study Bible. John Nelson Darby was pushing a lot of that end times nonsense. I'm not saying there's no end times. I'm saying that the Scopeel Study Bible was put out at the behest of the British Empire to push this idea, the rapture and all that. Now, that ties into the geopolitics of what they want to push in terms of the establishment. Tied into controlled fake Christianity is a version of radical Islam that the West controls. And he identifies, as do many other writers, radical Muslims, radical Islam, as a tool of the British Empire and British intelligence, particularly things like the Muslim Brotherhood. He says that the Muslim Brotherhood is a kind of fundamentalism that was basically set up and run by British intelligence. ISIS operating in this way. We know that ISIS has dubious origins. Even Donald Trump says that basically Hillary and Obama were the main supporters and aiders and funders of ISIS. And that's because this is an older CIA and before that British intelligence model of how to run and control and utilize these groups like radical Islam. Now, it's not just radical Islam because you can begin to see that the importation of masses of Islamic people into Europe, that's also pretty good. Dr. Cohn has a whole section on the importation of foreign cultures and foreign religious ideas as an intentional capability of this elite. And he says that you have to understand that religion is very crucial and very key to the New World Order. They use that as one of the main means of societal control. Now, I'm not saying all religions are bad, or everybody in a religion is mind controlled or something like that. I'm not an atheist. I'm just saying that from the vantage point of the power elite, you read early on in Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, you know, he talks about utilizing American religion for the promotion of Americanism and then turning it into something else. Right? David Wim Hof's book on John Courtney Murray and the Jesuits says exactly the same thing. The alliance between the CIA and the Jesuits during the Cold War, it might have seemed logical at the time to fight communism and Sovietism. However, now that you have a new master, your masters are ultimately the Rockefellers and the Western elite. They're going to utilize that control mechanism that they put in through your alliance with the CIA to then steer your church into what Francis is now pushing. Pope Francis just yesterday said it's time. Eating meat is bad. People need to stop eating meat. He said it's time for morals to evolve and change. He says that anybody in America who's a traditional Christian, he says that they're backwards. Whether you're Protestant, Catholic, or Orthodox, he says you're backwards. It's time to evolve and change. So remember, from the vantage point of the establishment, you want to control the really fringe radical sects, like the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, and you want to control and steer the liberal side of it as well. Controlled opposition, control both sides of the dialectic, and it's yours. You won. Even Lenin said that famously. Okay. The best way to win is to control the opposition. So you don't want to control just your opposition, you control the various sides and pieces of the chessboard. Next, he says that America would be used as a tool to export liberation, religious liberation, freedom, and democracy. However, those are cloaks, not to ultimately really to defeat communism and Sovietism, but actually to bring technocracy and control down the road. He says that the exportation of all the liberation ideas around the world, especially Christian liberation theology, was first begun with Jesuit theology, and this began in the reign of the downfall of the Somoza family in Nicaragua, and today it's being pushed in El Salvador, he's saying, in the 1990s. He's saying that this is pushed by a bunch of liberal progressives in the Roman Catholic Church that would like to see these things change into some sort of future communist technocracy. So they, even those people are duped into believing that communism is a real opposition to the system, when communism is 100% and always has been completely run and controlled by the top wealthiest people on the planet. To take control of all foreign, religious, and domestic policies is the goal of the Committee of 300 in the U.S. In other words, you can't have populists, you can't have people even saying what Donald Trump says, according to the Committee of 300. Every area, every level, down to local politicians, has to be subverted, co-opted, and cajoled or even bought into supporting this. And this is why local cities are signing on to UN things, UN treaties, UN heritage zones. All of that is a trick, ultimately, to give international bodies local control. So it's not just about getting prominent senators, and the president on your side. It's not just about lobbyists getting those guys. It's about your local, right, city commission people signing on to these sustainable agendas, for example. And that has to be done at all levels, according to the Committee 300. Texas says that all full support must be conceded to international bodies away from national bodies. So you have to destroy the presidency, and it's a big part of the thing. Division of power. All that has to be destroyed so that they can push it to international bodies. And so, as more of these crises come about, they have no problem piling the blame on people like the president, people like those various senators, or even local American organizations, and say, no, you see, you guys all failed. The whole system is a mess. It's got to be run by international bodies like the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the IMF, the BIS, the World Court. Those need to run things because you locals are all incompetent. You people in your own country, you can't do it. You're incompetent. You got to have, and maybe not even just these international bodies. Maybe the international bodies then say, oh, you got to have an AI, right? You got to have an AI judge, an AI court. There's no other way to be fair. Penetrate and subvert all the governments. Well, that's exactly what Klaus says. We penetrated the continents of the world. That's exactly what Dr. John Coleman said in 1992. Organize and control international terror operations. And at that time, Gladio had just come out, and Dr. Coleman was actually talking about Operation Gladio, the P2 Lodge, Kissinger, and all those other people calling the shots in these terror operations. So if you want to get my work and support it, you can go to my website, Jason Ellis. You can get my books there, including my philosophy book, Metanarratives, which is essays on philosophy and symbolism. You can also get my other books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, breaking down the symbolism in a lot of Hollywood films. My 600-page book on theology and geopolitics, the meta-narrative, the red book, I should say. All of those are signed copies at Jason Allen. It's also in support of the InfoWar. My goal